another missing conversation on the left. The fact that the entire system is premised on the notion of scarcity. When, if we were to focus, zero in on just that question, is that true? Why is there scarcity? Given this, given that, given the fact that, you know, each of us on a little patch of ground can feed ourselves, why is there such hardship in the world? Proudhon wanted to know. That's why we're reading his book, What is Property? He didn't buy it. We should not buy it either. The least bit of investigation into the question reveals it's a lie. It's a scam. Why? I guess because they want to control our hands and our minds. Why? Well, that was a puzzler. That was a head scratcher. Thankfully, the ancestors provided the answers with Karl Popper and Alice Miller et al. Those are the folks who provide the answer to those questions are the ones we should have been discussing from the moment we begin thinking about it as children. If there was anything like the ideologies that they tell us exist, if there was any real truth in them. When we sense that we're looking at orchestration, we should ask ourselves, what is the likely goal? What are the objectives? If we were doing a post-mortem analysis of what was a clear campaign of propaganda, we would conclude, given the degree of power's self-organization, that the result is the intention. But the point in this high-stakes moment, when power is moving so fast, is to anticipate the assault, sidestep out of the way of it, and move double time to our goal, another missing conversation on the left. For instance, when we see a headline in the February 3rd, 2017 New York Times that reads, quote, anarchists vow to halt far right's rise with violence if needed, unquote, we know who's behind it. Even if it includes agent-recruited, duped adults and youth. In order to plan strategy effectively, doing the analysis is key. Prince did the analysis and was tortured and killed for the accuracy of it for over 35 years tortured. And for over 35 years, he has consistently said, it's time to reclaim our bodies. It's pretty straightforward. Yet my entire life never said in the so-called left discourse. This requires no force, never said. No violence, never said. It requires only putting our fingers to keypad and typing in this moment. And then showing up on the agreed upon day and partying like we ain't gonna party again. Meaning, like we want to finally live and ain't willing to bend to the ruler's plans for us to be dead. Soul dead or body dead, both are equally significant. You see, there's this thing called the slowdown of the global economy. Global trade is nosediving. People are belt tightening. Quote from a New York Times article from a few months back, October 31st, 2016. Called Little Noticed Trade Fact, It's No Longer Rising. Quote, there are signs that the slowdown is becoming structural. Becoming. This is why we need, we so needed our good three who take the historical, the world systems view of trends that have been called economic, continuing. The World Trade Organization's most recent round, to know that this notion of becoming structural is itself a con. As we'll learn in a minute, listening to Emmanuel Wallerstein, The World Trade Organization's most recent round of global trade talks ended in failure last year. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, an attempt to forge a regional agreement among Pacific Rim nations, also is foundering. And you notice now they're trying to make it seem as if that Trump is responsible for sinking that. Come on, right? And that they're trying to use it to, again, as a wedge to divide us, that labor is in front, is in favor of it, but not the rest of us, blah, blah, blah. Is that being discussed on the left? The fact that it was dead in the water, there's nothing to kill. The World Trade Organization said in July that its members had put in place more than 2,100 new restrictions on trade since 2008. And this is the article, Little Noticed Trade Fact, It's No Longer Rising. The Walmart era of the 90s has given way to a new reality by Benjamin Applebaum, the New York Times of October 31st, 2016. The implication of these structural trends is that by powers, lights, and among those structural trends, we are obviously including, they certainly do, automation. By powers, lights, there are far too many of us. It is in the context of what we called on the nascent's website, Wallerstein's Heads Up, that we can best make sense of the frenetically paced orchestration we've been bludgeoned with since what? This most recent bout of hubris-driven acting out on the part of the power guys. 2008, the Egyptian Revolution. Near the beginning of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, the book, which you can download free from the Waking Up and Tools pages of the nascent's To End Work website, we quoted these words of Emmanuel Wallerstein from now, almost 9 years ago. Quote, the issue is not whether capitalism will continue to exist or not. It's doomed. The issue is what will replace it. It's no longer possible to have serious accumulation of capital because the costs are too high in terms of purchasing power. Capitalism as a system depends on lots of people working to produce surplus value that ends up in a few hands. This results in polarization. If 30% of Indians or the Chinese are middle class, a lot more money has to go into their hands. So the world level of profits declines with the growth of the middle class globally, and they consume an enormous amount of goods, food, and energy. So you see prices go way up because there are more people who can afford to buy those products. Now, there could be a substitution. Americans consume less as the Chinese consume more, but there's resistance to that. One way is to reduce labor costs, bringing in rural populations at lower wages, but we're running out of them. Within the next 25 years, they'll be wiped out. And that's unquote from Emmanuel Wallerstein speaking on KPFA on April 28 and 29, 2008.